Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishma Hasaram B'Yakov Shom Le'ah B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Bo'a Basra Daf Kufa involved the final and last Daf of Meseches Bo'a Basra and of Meseches Zroim. The Gemara concludes this Mesechto with a sugya of Orev HaYoytze Le'achar Chitru Shtars. Orev who comes after the signatures of the Shtar, he is still a Orev. We pass him on Kibbe Shmuel as Orev HaGoyve Minichosim Nechorim. You can use him to Goyve Minichosim Nechorim. And the last words of the Mesechto is that Orev de Beis Din Lo Yiboy Kinyan. I don't have to do a Kinyan for this Orev the coming in Beis Din, because Bayano de Meheimon Le, because they will trust him and believe him, they follow him, Gomor Mishabed Le, he is accepting himself to be an Orev. Why does this shayach specifically to the end of this Masechto in this place? There's a beautiful mahalach of the Minchas Elazar, which is based on the mahalach of the Smichas Chachomim. The Smichas Chachomim is a sefer which was written by a Rav called Naftali Katz. It was printed in about 300 years ago. And that sefer connects all the siyumim and the beginning of Masechta to each other, explaining what's the sequence, why Masechta ends with this and ends it starts with something else. So there he speaks about Bo Kama, Bo Metzio, Bo Basra. And we could start with the Zoyar that we brought in the beginning of the Masechta, beginning of Masechta Bo Basra. The Zoyar says the Bovo, base Aleph, is Rosh Hatevis of Bereshis Boro Elohim, which means the Bovis, Bo Kama, Metzio, Bo Basra, connect to the essence of the world. In the beginning of the Masechta, we explain, because what's the idea of Maseches Nezikin? Dealing with all the bad influences, all the koiches around the world, which that's the main reason because we'll create the world. Create the world to give us, to give Am Yisrael the opportunity to fix the bad influences, the bad koiches, bad powers that you have in the world. And that's what the Obo Bakama Matsiya Babasa is doing, taking care of all the koiches around, all the Nezikin of the world. And that's why they have the Rosh Hatevis Bobo Pereishis Bar Elokim. The Sfiras Chachomim takes a step further, and he goes on to say that we know the world, this world that was created for us, is Shit Alfei Shnei Kayim Alma, the 6,000 years to the world, and the 6,000 years is divided into three, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, Masechet Sanhedrin, the next Masechet that we're going to learn. And there, the Gemara tells us that the first 2,000 is connected the Toyu, which is the world before the Toyu was given. And then the next 2,000 years is Shnei Alofim Toyu, from the time the Toyu was given until right after Churban Bayis Sheni. And then the last 2,000 years is Keneged Yemois HaMashiach. So he explains, the Bo Kama is Keneged the time of Yemois of Toyu, before Toyu, when there's bad koiches in the world, that's Arbav, is the Zikin, you have the Shor, and the Bor, and the Mave, and the Hever, and all the different bad influences, because there's no Torah to protect the world. Then comes Bo Metzia. Bo Metzia is already a koyach of good in the world. You have Shechinim, you have to be dealing with people that are living in the world. And he explains that Bo Metzia is connected Emtza, it's the middle, meaning the middle of the world where you have Torah, And you have Shnayim Oichsim Metalis right there in the middle, referring to the time, the middle time of Shnei Alofim Toyu. And then Bo Basra is connected to Moshe Mashiach. And he explains that that's the reason we're talking about the Inyana Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, because that's what's going to happen in Moshe Mashiach, we're getting back Eretz Yisrael. That's why we have Cheskas Abatim, the Chazaka that we have, that, as we mentioned in the end of Cheskas Abatim, the fact that we are coming back to Beis HaMikdash, have a time in Beis HaMikdash because of our Chazaka. And what he does not mention, but we can add, is that the Gemaras and the Agatis of Rav Arbachano speak about the time of Moshe Mashiach and the Sechar of Tzadikim Lo'osid Lovay. So it says the Minchas Elazar, now that we understand the Bo Basra is connected to Moshe Mashiach, we can understand the end of the Masechto. Because the Gemara in Shabbos that Pei Tesamun Beis brings, then the end of the days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to the Avos HaKadoshim and say, your children sin, what should we do? So Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu say, well, they have to be punished. There's nothing you can do. Yitzchok says, no, I want to do a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes he analyzes the days of the Yid, figures out that half the time he's sleeping, half the time he's busy with other things, and the whatever is left, he says, Palga alai, palga alecho. Says Yitzchak Avinu Takosh Bochu, we'll split it. I'll take half, you'll take half, and that's why be moichel the avoinus. And without going now into too much why Yitzchak Avinu is specifically the one who does it, But one thing comes out, that when we come to the end of the days, we need the koyach of Yitzchok to be a orev. He has to be a guarantor. He has to be the one who takes over half of the avoidance of Klal Yisrael in order for them not to be judged in a bad way. So it says Minchas Elos, that's the end of the Masechta. When the Arev comes after the signatures, after everything is ending, you come to Yemei Mashiach. Yom Adin, there's a big Yom Adin. Nam Yisrael have too many sins. Comes the Arev afterwards. Goyvim and Nechosim and Nechoyim is a remez that they get the Chelek of Olam Habo, which is called the Ben Choyrin. And the conclusion of the Masechta is that you don't need to have a kinyan. It says by Avraham Avinu that he's considered to be the Yuskoyne. He has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu, connected there, Yitzchak Lassadova does not need the kinyan. Why? The Beis Din are relying on him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, agrees to the demand of Yitzchak and to make him into an Orev, to accept the avoidance of Klal Yisrael and to be able for us to get to Lassadova. That's his Gomer Meshabe Nafshei. I don't need any kinyan. That's good enough for Yitzchak. And the Minchas Avos says one line. We're going to end with this because Yitzchak Avinu is connected to Midas Adin. It's connected to judgment. All the terrible judgment, all the terrible maisim stories that happened to Klal Yisrael in the world, all the terrible tragedies, they are all Mikoyach Midas Adin. And the Oimik is the Yitzchak comes to Lassid Lovoy and says, Palga Alai, Palga Alecho, the Midas Adin took care of what Klal Yisrael sins. Right, Am Yisrael is choyte, but look how much Am Yisrael suffered and still was Magdish itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here you realize how the Midas Adin of Yitzchak is the one who brings us to the Lassid Lovoy. Because through the suffering, through the Midas Adin that Am Yisrael went through, there's Zoyche to Olam Haba, there's Zoyche to the Mois HaMashiach and all the Schusim. While the other others are saying, Yimach HaDush HaShmecha, they should be punished. Yitzchak even says they were already punished. They went through the Makas. Now they should get the Schusim. That is the taina of Yitzchak, the taina of the Arvus Yitzchak has. And that's the end of our Masechta, ending with the inyan of the Orev, a Yitzchak Shtaris, who does not need a kinyan, but by Ia know that we rely on him, his Mishabin Nafshei, and that's the Midas Adin that Yitzchak brings. With this we conclude Masechet Bava Basra, Pesiyata Dishmayo, and the Shurim of Shur Machshava Nadav, that was Zoyche, to have a shir, at least one shir in each daf. We should give koyach to continue together to shtaig and to have a shir on every daf on all the mesechtas. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.